Week six almost in the books. A lot of ups, a lot of downs. Let's talk about it all. Let's get straight to it.
Welcome to the Fantasyland Football Podcast.
All righty. Here we are. Back with another reaction podcast.
That's right.
I don't know about you. I feel pretty 50-50 this week. A lot of good, a lot of bad.
Yeah, this if I still have hope in a couple leagues. The game is still on right now.
The game is still on right now.
Middle of the third quarter. Yeah, I have Najee, AJ Brown still, and Dawson Knox, and the other guy has Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. Doesn't feel like I'm going to win.
I'm pretty tight in a lot of those follower leagues, and I'm hoping things go my way.
Yeah.
And then in a money league, I really need Zach Moss to at least get 10 points tomorrow. We'll see if that's going to happen. I think it's possible, but
yeah.
Who knows? Crazier things have happened before. Mm-hmm. Who's the Monday Night Football game tomorrow?
Bills. I think it's Bills at Titans or Titans at Bills. Obviously, one of those two.
Big names. I think the only thing that we should maybe let you know, like as an update, would be the AJ Brown sickness. He has reported to have an illness. I don't think that means he's not going to play, but you need to at least be prepared for a backup option.
I think
maybe a Chester Rogers. Right. If he's in your flex, maybe you could grab McNichols. Worst case scenario, a first grade. You really don't want to do that, but
yeah,
you know, there's a chance that he doesn't play if this sickness is serious.
It all depends on the sickness. I'm assuming he already got tested for COVID and it's not COVID because he would have already been ruled out. So I'm not necessarily concerned. I'm just really interested in what this is. You know, what does he have a fever or something? Like, what is it that you know that you really have at the moment?
Yeah. All right, guys, if you're listening to this, we are also live on YouTube right now, youtube.com/fantasylandfootball. If you ever want to watch this reaction pod live, you can find us there every Sunday night after the games. Typically, we'll do it. Let's talk about the straight cash and just trash from this week. We're going to break down all the good, all the bad. We're going to talk about if these trends will continue, if it was an off game, if it's something that we couldn't expect. Let's start with the quarterback position.
Absolutely.
The best quarterback on the week thus far.
Talk it up. Look,
it's the third quarter in the Sunday Night Football game, so Big Ben could still throw another six touchdowns, right? I mean, anything could happen.
Geno can even throw six touchdowns. Don't count them out.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins is the best running back on the week, quarterback on the week.
Correct.
This is interesting. I think overtime really, really helped his case to be the top quarterback this week.
Yeah. I mean, he's done everything well. Three touchdowns. 33 for 48, 28 plus fantasy points. If you started Kirk Cousins, this was great. It was fantastic, honestly.
Dak Prescott also had overtime. It's interesting that the two quarterbacks who went into overtime ended up scoring the most points. Mm-hmm. I'm always frustrated when I'm playing against someone and their player goes to overtime. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I'm always like, damn it.
Yeah.
Like, oh. Dak had a great week. There is something to be worried about, which is the injury that he sustained on the very last play. Did you see that injury?
I did not see the injury. I heard of the injury. I think it was like a hamstring, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Prescott suffered a right calf strain on the final play. So
it's he was in a walking boot as well, but he was, I believe, quoted to have said, like, I'm going to be back, like, no question I'm going to play type thing, but players can say whatever they want to. It's not always up to them. Is that concerning going forward?
It definitely is concerning. You just have to wait and see how he responds to it. It's early. Mm-hmm. He definitely has some time to to nurse that calf. So I think they'll take the time and see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. Kyler Murray, quarterback 3. This is what we expect. Matthew Stafford had a great week.
Mm-hmm.
Four touchdowns, and this crazy offense was firing on all cylinders against those New York Football Giants. You watched this game in full.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
Just shambles.
You know?
Complete shambles. Once Kadarius Toney went down, it was like it felt like we had nobody. It felt like, and it truly was, the fact that, you know, Joe Judge and Jason Garrett didn't want to target, you know, they didn't want to throw the ball to anyone else. Daniel Jones started to force feed and throw interceptions. It just, we need our guys. Bad. We really need our guys. And I think we're a good team with it. First drive was fantastic, but other than that.
I would say if we're going to talk about trash quarterbacks, Daniel Jones is probably on top of that list. You know, it was not, you didn't get more than 5 points from his performance today, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, big name, big, big name that probably you feel let down by. Less than 15 points, depending on your scoring format.
Correct.
And this offense was just, I mean, let's be honest, most of the offensive weapons on this team are going to be on the trash list this week. What happened?
This defense just kind of went crazy. I have no idea what happened. Honestly, they couldn't move the ball. They stopped him. They were pressuring him. They sacked him multiple times. It just, they couldn't get anything going. You know,
I think the better question maybe then is, do you expect this to continue for the Chargers?
No, I don't expect this to continue. I think they definitely bounce back. It's Lamar and this team. You know, they have a bye week. They're going to come back, regroup. They have New
England. Wait, Lamar? What are we talking about, Lamar?
So I'm saying like Lamar was just doing his thing.
Oh, okay, right.
Like Lamar was doing his thing and they just couldn't stop him. They couldn't get anything going. But I do think they bounce back because they do have a bye week next week. And then in week 8, they come back and play New England at home. So I think they're going to come back in all, you know, all cylinders going.
Yeah, agreed. Lamar Jackson wasn't great himself in fantasy. I mean, he was good in the game, but there was a point in the fourth quarter where, or in the third quarter where he didn't even have a touchdown yet, but the team had like 30 points.
Yeah.
Ended up getting a touchdown to kind of save his day, but it was definitely disappointing. I would say those two are the biggest letdowns. Taylor Heinicke didn't have the best game either, but you're probably just streaming him. But let's move on to the running backs. And I would say probably the biggest disappointment of the week would be Austin Eckler. You know, if we're honest, Austin Eckler did not get over 10 points in every format. And I think everyone expected him to have a really big game this week. I'm not worried about him. You still start him going forward. He's still a top five option going forward. This is one of those weeks where everyone on this offense, you know, we can go ahead and chalk up Mike Williams as well and Keenan Allen. We can go and have that conversation right now because we're not worried.
No, I'm not worried. You shouldn't be worried. It's probably just a one-off. Once again, nobody on this team can get anything going. Just continue, you know, ride with you guys. Continue to ride with you guys. They will bounce back.
100%. Hey guys, if you're watching this on YouTube or Twitch, we're recording a podcast live right now. We do answer questions at the very, very end. Just to anyone who was watching. Who else was a disappointment for you at running back? Anyone that you potentially started on your own teams that you were disappointed in?
Not necessarily. Yes, absolutely. Antonio Gibson, a huge disappointment. Miles Gaskin, he had a great matchup. But for Antonio Gibson, one, obviously he was dealing, he was going in and out with that shin injury, which kind of, you know,
it's concerning.
Kept him limited. So that's something that I guess we should all be aware of moving forward. He's already been dealing with a lot of other injuries. And now on top of this, and now it's going to be so many other things. I don't know about Antonio Gibson, man. It doesn't look good. I mean, I'm happy I have JD McKissick, and I'm pretty sure as the handcuff just in case, but I'm scared.
Yeah, that shin injury he's going to have to play through. So, unfortunately, that's not something that's just going to go away with time. He's going to have to play through that the entire season. But I'm still okay with Gibson. Don't panic. But definitely lower expectations, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Going back to Thursday Night Football, I think Kenneth Gainwell, unfortunately, you know, he was moving into flex category earlier in the year, but I think now he's officially removed himself from flex category. I don't think there's actually a running back in this backfield that you can start, and that includes Miles Sanders, unfortunately.
You know, Miles is, when he has the ball, he's efficient. I think they saw that. I think they saw it too late, and I think they will continue to give the ball to Miles. The Eagles fans were cheering.
I get it, but we're 6 weeks in. Do you really think that this is going to change for Miles Sanders?
Absolutely. I think it should change. Not saying that he's going to be fantasy relevant. I think they're going to start utilizing him more just in general. Right. And then that maybe not you know, week 7, week 8, maybe 10, 11, 12, he can actually be in a conversation to be like, you know what? We can take a chance on Miles now.
Yeah. Okay. If I have Miles, I don't think I'm going to be starting him most weeks. Yeah, you at
can't
this
even
point.
You can't even sell him high at the moment. So, unless there's somebody out there that believes in Miles and that believes in what they saw,
So. Unfortunately, he's just a bench stash for me at this moment. That could change, but I need to see it first. It's not something I'm just gonna, you know, try and predict with this offensive coaching staff. I just don't know what they're going to be doing. It doesn't seem like they want to prioritize the run.
Yeah.
Another disappointment was potentially Kareem Hunt. Probably everyone viewed him as a top five option this week, and it definitely didn't work out that way. Do you feel like with Kareem Hunt's injury, he's going to be out long? Do we know anything about that yet? It's too early to say.
Yeah, it's too early to say right now. He needed help getting off the field. It was a calf injury, if I'm not mistaken. It looked like it was non-contact, but at the same time, I think his back of his foot might have hit the shoe of one of the linemen. And after that, he just fell. So it just didn't look good for Kareem Hunt. It's a short week next week. I think they play the Broncos on Thursday night. So it doesn't look like he's even going to start next week. So it's skeptical. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen with this backfield because Chubb is out as well.
Yeah. Hopefully, because they sat Chubb, they're able to now bring him back this week.
Yeah.
It would really suck if both of those players went on IR. The good this week, Leonard Fournette, Thursday Night Football.
Yeah.
Absolute star. Jonathan Taylor, star. Joe Mixon this week, star. Darrell Henderson, Darrell Williams. All these guys did really, really well. Dalvin Cook as well. I want to talk about Kenyon Drake because Kenyon Drake scored over 20 fantasy points. But I think a lot of people would have a question about this. Do I go to the waiver wire to pick him up? The issue is he only had 6 total touches.
Yeah.
2 touchdowns on 6 total touches. This is not sustainable.
It's not sustainable, but I think Kenyon Drake is somebody that should be rostered because once Josh Jacobs go down, well, actually that's a lie because when Josh Jacobs went down, it was actually Peyton Barber. So I think it's still important to keep Kenyon Drake in rosters on your bench just in case anything happens. But just I wouldn't go out and, you know, wasting fab or waiver
He's
wire.
He's not
priority.
A big waiver wire pickup.
No, not at all. Not for me.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's move on to the wide receiver room. Finally, CeeDee Lamb at this moment is the wide receiver one on the week.
That's what you wanted. Fantastic.
Had the big breakout. This is what we wanted from CeeDee all year long. 9 receptions, 149 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
It's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. He called the game-winning touchdown as well. That also helped you. Helped him as well. If you are a CeeDee Lamb owner in fantasy, this is what we expected coming into the season. I mean, this is his absolute ceiling, but 9 targets, you know, 11 targets, this is exactly what we wanted week in and week out. This is his best game so far.
Is it going to continue, though?
I think it continues.
It's going to be something we're going to see consistently because it feels like it's not going to be consistent.
6 to 8 targets of the options. Is what I expect week in and week out. 6 to 8 and a touchdown.
Okay. Cooper Kupp right back up there after a down week, right back up there with the 2 touchdowns. Crazy good game. Adam Thielen.
Yeah.
Was a ghost last week. This week, he's the wide receiver 3.
I mean, what can he do? I mean, classic. I mean, he had 1 touchdown. The targets, though, 11 targets. I think he led in receptions this week, if I'm not mistaken.
He actually had 13 targets.
Yeah, he had the most receptions this week with 11.
Yeah.
11 receptions, 13 targets. It's absolutely fantastic.
Jaylen Waddle. I believe in this. I believe in this Jaylen Waddle.
They came in with a game plan. If you watch this game, it was like, okay, Tua's back. All right, we're giving it to Waddle. The first play of the game, it was straight to Waddle. The whole drive was Waddle. And Waddle and Gesicki, technically. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I think this is something that we could potentially see continuing throughout the season. Now that Tua's back, they have that connection. Mm-hmm. It was clear that he was a part of the game plan. 13 targets is nothing to laugh at. and 10 receptions, 70 receiving yards, and two touchdowns. I faced Jaylen Waddle, and it was so frustrating watching that game. Just constantly like stabbing your own eyeballs. Donovan Peoples-Jones, five targets, two touchdowns, not reliable. You can go. I'm more excited about him in Dynasty, but this isn't someone in a redraft league that I'm looking to really pick up.
No, not at all. I mean, especially with Jarvis should be coming back after this week. If not, since it's a short week, the week after, I expect this to change. So I'm happy with Donovan Peoples-Jones not being picked up this week.
Yeah. Cortland Sutton had another good game. 14 targets on the week for Cortland. Fantastic. And I know Jerry Jeudy's coming back, but this guy just seems like a safe floor every week at this point.
Yeah, he definitely does. I like Cortland Sutton. This was the guy that, you know, I thought everyone should have gotten. So it's good. The consistency is going to continue. I think he's been doing this, since week three, if I'm not mistaken. Week five, sorry.
There has been some inconsistencies, but it's mostly been very good for him.
Yeah, I love it. Obviously, Antonio Brown Thursday night, he kind of went off, unfortunately. Did we talk about him?
What do you mean, unfortunately?
Unfortunately for you.
Yeah, unfortunately for me.
The whole time, no.
Yeah, it's just a terrible way to start the week, knowing that you're just constantly getting destroyed. Anyone who played Fournette or AB on Thursday Night Football, you just went into this weekend so not confident in your team, you know? Yeah. 100%. So I feel you if that was you. I'm interested to see if Jerry Jeudy's going to come back this week or not. I think it might take a couple more weeks, by the way.
Yeah, I think this is a short train. This is a short week for them, so I think he still stays out one more week.
As of right now, if we're talking about trash performances from the wide receiver plenty. Room.
There is plenty of trash performances.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I mean, we're watching the Steelers game is on right now still. It's third quarter, I believe. Chase Claypool currently has one catch. So we'll see. We'll kind of monitor that as we go on. But if he finishes with that stat line, it would definitely be very, very disappointing. Tyler Lockett in the same game, currently very, very disappointing. Mike Williams, that game is over. Don't worry about Mike Williams. This is a game for this entire offense. We just throw it out the window. Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, you throw this game out the window. This is still a top 10, top 5 offense in the NFL. They will figure it out.
Yeah.
How about Mike Evans?
Mike Evans, I still believe that, you know, Tom likes him. He's going to continue to target him. I said it as a joke, but I think I might truly believe it. Every wide receiver in Tampa Bay is a wide receiver 3. Yeah. And what does that mean? That means you just never know who's going to be the guy that week. So the wide receiver 3 means like he's irrelevant, but he still has potential opportunity. So the boom or bust, essentially. I think Mike Williams bounces back, personally. Same thing
with Godwin. Terry McLaurin. Sorry?
Same thing with Godwin.
How about Terry McLaurin? 8 targets, 4 catches on 28 yards. I'm interested to see what Washington does with the quarterback situation. I don't know if Heinicke stays or if they bring Fitzpatrick in after this week. I honestly don't know. I don't know that it helps either way. I think Terry's going to be okay going forward. I'm not worried about him.
Right.
But I think you might see it differently. I'm not sure.
Well, for the quarterback play specifically, I'm not sure what's going to happen. I think they will, revert back to Fitzmagic. But if Heinicke can, you know, script up some wins, then maybe something can happen. But I'm surprised Terry didn't have a good game because the Chiefs everything defense
set for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything was set for it and it just didn't happen. So, I mean,
the Chiefs did change one thing that I noticed. Sorensen was getting absolutely torched.
Yes.
By people. And they started Juan Thornhill, who's actually from the University of Virginia, which is my college. Not my, I didn't go there, but that's the college I follow.
Two up, two down.
What?
I said two up, two down.
What is that?
VA. Two up, who two says down. That? Chris Brown?
I don't know. If that's a Virginia thing, I'm completely unaware of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Two up, two down?
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that afterwards. Maybe my whole life has been a lie.
It's literally two up, like V and then A, like that. V A.
Right. No, I get that, but I've just never heard anyone say that. But right, I wasn't allowed to listen to Chris Brown as a kid anyway. Very sheltered life. I wanted to Marquise Brown, not a very good game.
No.
Only 5 targets, mm-hmm. less than 35 yards. Oh, well, 35 yards. And Bateman had the same amount of targets. Actually, he had more targets. Is this something that worries you about Hollywood going forward? Should people have maybe sold high on Hollywood last week?
I need to see one more game. Okay. Honestly, I need to see one more game. I think Hollywood still is hopefully the guy. I don't think. And if Bateman, if Bateman wasn't on the field, is Hollywood getting 11 targets? No, I don't think so.
He's probably getting 8, 9.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? Like it doesn't those feel targets like would go to someone.
These two,
I think this is probably the start of them making Bateman the alpha. I could be wrong though. Well, yeah, you're right. We need to see more, but that's what it feels like.
Like at the moment, it doesn't feel like that. But if you are feeling skeptical about it, trade him away right now. He had a bad week, but I mean, at the same time, I'm going to be trying to get him Hollywood on the low now.
Right.
Hey, Bateman's on. He had more targets. You know, that's what you need to say when you're trying to get Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, it's definitely a situation to monitor. It's very, very murky at the moment, but it could be a good buy low. It's really too early to put a buy low or a sell tag on.
Yeah,
I agree. I do think we need to see one more week. Allen Robinson. I want to say this is a better week, but it's the same thing. There's more targets,
which is good.
Is there reason to be more hopeful for Allen Robinson?
Not at the moment. Not at the moment. I'm still. Allen Robinson is Allen Robinson.
Is there a reason for hope? You're like, no, that would actually be the wrong thing to have hope right now.
Just forget about him.
Oh my gosh. Allen Robinson, unfortunately, it just doesn't look like it's going to pan out this year. Could be wrong. Chris Godwin had an underwhelming performance on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. Keenan Allen, like we said, you throw out this game, all these players are going to bounce back. They're going to be fine.
Yeah.
How about tight ends? Let's talk about tight ends. Tight end one on the week, Noah Fant.
Yeah.
Great game. 9 receptions on 11 targets, 97 yards and a touchdown. Just under 25 PPR points. We had quite a few people messaging us saying, hey, I'm really worried about Fant. This was last week. I don't think I should be starting him going forward. And we said, pump the brakes. Don't worry. You still start Fant. He is a must start. And hopefully you did that this week and he returned that value for you. Do you expect this to be something that continues when Jerry Jeudy comes back, or does this limit Noah Fant with Jerry Jeudy on the horizon?
I think Jerry Jeudy helps Noah Fant. I personally believe that he's going to continue not to get 11 targets, but 5 to 8. 5 to 6. I feel more comfortable there. This was a great game for Noah Fant himself. 9 receptions, 97 yards, and a touchdown. I think he definitely finds the end zone most games, but the targets are just, this is his absolute ceiling.
Mm. Yeah, which it looks pretty good. Mike Gesicki, great game as well. 115 yards on 8 receptions.
Yeah, he was going off too. It was torching, these Jags.
Yeah.
DBs.
If this is a sign of things to come, then Gesicki looks like a top 7 option this year. Kelsey.
Classic.
I don't think you feel ripped off with Kelsey yet, but you're definitely
frustrated
that he's not found the end zone the last couple weeks.
I feel fine with that. He's still getting hyper-targeted. 11 targets this week, 10 targets last
week. I get that, but I think if you drafted Travis Kelce, you got him in the middle of the first round, and you expect him to get a touchdown every week. You know what I mean?
I expect him to get
crazy targeted. So surely there is some disappointment if you have Kelce. I think it's one of those things where if you don't have him, you don't realize that you're disappointed.
Probably.
I
don't have him at all.
Darren Waller. I have Darren Waller, for example, and I've been disappointed. Because of where I drafted him, I don't feel like I'm getting what I drafted.
Yeah.
Darren Waller is a good person to talk about now. Where did he finish on the week?
I think it's like 11. Sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, 11. 5 receptions for 59 yards, only 10 points. It's disappointing. You're right. It is disappointing having, you know, where you drafted him and him only getting 10 points. I think that's happened multiple weeks so far. It's something to be concerned about, I think.
Yeah. It's too early to say, but Waller's still a great option. I just, like I said, I just think there's like that slight disappointment if you own them. TJ Hawkinson, great, great bounce back week. 11 targets, 8 receptions, 74 yards. He was a trade target for me. Mm-hmm. I told people to go trade for him. I hope you were able to do that because I think the faith is going to be restored in those TJ Hawkinson owners now. I don't think you're going to be able to buy him low, so hopefully you were able to take advantage of that. And Ricky Seals-Jones was the tight end 6 on the week, a start of the week for us. And yeah. Do you believe in this Ricky Seals train yet?
I don't. I need to watch the game again, but if I remember correctly, the touchdown that he did catch, it was a blown coverage, which is still fine. But I need to see. I think I believe in the Logan Thomas, but Ricky Seals, I'm just not sold. I can't give you a reason why, and I know you probably want one. I'm just not sold on it. I can't go out and trust him week in and week out at the moment, which I know you probably would. You know this offense a lot better than I do. So
I think, it does depend on matchup. He's running a ton of routes. I think right now with Logan out, he's a very, very good start. Mm-hmm. Who disappointed us this week, though, at the tight end position? I don't feel like there was many disappointments. I think it was kind of what we expected happened. You know, Jonnu Smith did nothing. That shouldn't be a surprise. Robert Tonyan did nothing. That shouldn't be a surprise at this point. Mm-hmm. Maybe Dan Arnold. I think people expected more out of Dan Arnold, but I don't see any names that I'm like, oh, that's kind of like a massive disappointment.
No, I definitely get you. I think a guy that I do want to talk about is Dalton Schultz. Once again, still proving to be consistent in targets and in yardage and in fantasy points, you know, plus 12 fantasy points. I think it's something worth trading for, truly. He was my trade for target this past week. I think if you guys are out there, try it. See what happens. You know, like, I'm selling a Waller high or selling somebody a tight end high, getting a lower end tight end and some value somewhere else. So Dalton Schultz doing great so far.
So explain that, the trade that you're talking about.
So, for example, Darren Waller has not been playing, for example, great, or the expectation of what we expect Darren Waller to be doing hasn't been fantastic, right? So why not trade a Darren Waller, high price name? Maybe right now, people think he's going to get him on the low. Maybe you can still sell him medium high, or maybe if he does have one big breakout game, again, you can sell him on the high. Get value somewhere else. So let's say you need help in a running back or a wide receiver position. Try and target someone like a Dalton Schultz, who has been consistent getting, you know, 11, 12, 15 points per game, and then get help somewhere else. That's basically what I'm saying.
Okay. I, as a Darren Waller owner, I've tried to trade him, you know, just as an example.
Yeah, yeah.
People actually don't feel like it's an upgrade at this point.
No, and that's the hard
part. So I don't know that others would do that, but you're right. I mean, it could happen. Definitely like search your leagues and see if you can do it.
But
I still think I'm holding on to Waller though. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to be trading Waller if I have him. I think his value's at an all-time low. So if you have him, I'm still confident in him going forward.
Yeah, I guess it's not necessary. It doesn't necessarily have to be Waller. Like, for example, Noah Fant tied in one this week. Has been inconsistent. You know, Mike Gesicki has been up and down. TJ Hawkinson has also been up and down. Why not trade some of these guys and try to get a guy that has been consistent besides one game, if I'm not mistaken. And his one game, I think, was 5. I think it's 3 to 5 points. In every other game, he has been consistent in targets, consistent in yards. He's found the end zone multiple times. I think Dalton Schultz is a great guy to get right now, especially. I don't think people are going to try to sell him high, but if you can trade them a Waller, that they're going to think it's a steal. And you know, if you trade them a Fant, they're going to think it's a steal.
Yeah. Waller, if someone offered me Schultz if someone offered me Waller for Schultz, I would personally think it's a steal, but I get the Fant one.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz is headed to Philly, from Philly to Arizona. Maybe we should talk about that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you view him as a top 7 option going forward?
No. No, I don't. I think he is still... I think he definitely bumps up. Before, Zach Ertz was outside of my top, 18. Now he's within, I see him 18. That's where I feel comfortable with him
at really, the moment. Really, that low?
I need to see more work. Once he's going into a place where there's so many more mouths to feed now. AJ mm-hmm. Green, Christian Kirk, DeAndre Hopkins, Chase Edmonds is really valuable in the passing game. And also Rondell Moore, 5 names there I can name where Jalen Hurts. Yeah, he gets Kyler Murray, but he had Jalen Hurts, Devonta Smith, Dallas Goedert, and that's it. There was no one else that was really competing with targets. He just has the better, most competent quarterback right now in the NFL. So he definitely does upgrade, but I don't think he is going to be skyrocketing with targets right now.
I don't think he's skyrocketing in targets. I do think that his efficiency is going to go way, way up.
Okay.
When you go from Jalen Hurts, who is completing like anywhere from 10 to 15 passes a game on 30 pass attempts, wildly inaccurate, to Kyler Murray, you might not get the same amount of targets, but the efficiency will be way through the roof. And we were seeing Max Williams do some really special things. And he's not even as talented as a guy like Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz mm-hmm. is only 30 years old, 2 years younger than Travis Kelce. I think people potentially have forgotten that. So Zach Ertz, I see as a top 7 option going forward. I'd be okay to trade for him if anyone is worried about it. I know he's on a... offense that has a lot of options, but he's also an offense that's way more efficient than what he was in. So I see him averaging around probably 10 points a game going forward, and that's okay. A pretty reliable tight end.
Are you trading one of these guys that had a decent week, like a Ricky Seals and Noah Fant that has been up and down, at DJ Hawkinson, for Zach Ertz just because of his quarterback?
No, I wouldn't trade TJ. I wouldn't trade Travis or...
You can package it, though. Like, would you feel comfortable in a package, though? Like, if you had TJ in Emmanuel Sanders, and you send... you just have a package deal. Would you do something like that along the lines? Just so people can understand, because I know a lot of people...
Potentially. It depends on the package, mm-hmm. If I had Schultz, I'd be willing to trade him away and get Ertz in a different piece, for example. That's something I would do.
Okay.
Same if I had Fant, I would be willing to trade Fant away and a piece. Fant away to get Ertz in a piece, for example, to Correct. Upgrade there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are two things that I would definitely be willing to do. I just like the offense that he's attached to. And, yeah, he doesn't have to be... Even if he gets 5 targets a game, I think he's going to finish as a top 7 tight end from this point onwards, not on okay. the totality of the season, but from this point onwards. So
okay,
that could be a good trade for a target this week. All right, we're going to finish off this podcast quickly by answering some questions that we have received in the chat on YouTube. How are we feeling about AJ Brown in the future?
Look, there's so many question marks right now with AJ Brown. According to reports, it looks like he's going to be limited up until week 10. What does that look like? I don't know. There's also been reports that he has some sort of illness. I'm assuming it's not COVID because he would have been already ruled out with COVID. So yeah. I don't know what he's dealing with right now. Maybe he has a stomach bug. Maybe he, I don't know, has a fever or something. I think right now you can't trade him for anything. Nobody wants, you trade him and everyone's lowballing, I would rather keep him because... Once AJ is healthy and once this team gets to, winter, kind of like Derrick Henry, when winter is coming, so Derrick Henry is going to pop up. I feel like that's what the team does. It's a team thing. So AJ Brown is going to come back when Julio's there and will perform. So I'm just holding and waiting right now with AJ Brown.
Easy Money Sicilian says, who do you guys think will finish the more consistent wide receiver, Hollywood or Thielen. And I think the answer, to be honest, is neither are going to be consistent. They feel like the same player as far as consistency goes. Both have massive upsides, like 30-point week upsides, but they also have 5-point floors.
Yeah.
If I had to choose one or the other, I would probably go Thielen.
Okay.
Just because I think I trust his connection more.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's really 50-50 for me.
I definitely agree with it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I agree.
Cole Ward says Deontay is slowly becoming a top five wide receiver. Believe he would be if he didn't miss a week. That's definitely a good point. All right, we got two questions that we're going to answer, and then we're going to end the podcast. Someone says, I need advice. I have Edwards, Allaire, and Antonio Gibson both hurt now. I have Mike Davis for next week.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do for running back two? Gainwell, Gaskin, Hines, or pick up a running back? Very, very bleak. I think I would try and ride with the Gaskin train, though.
Yeah.
It's very bleak, but I think that's your only good option.
It's definitely unfortunate. Gaskin had really good opportunities. He just messed it up.
He played really bad, but he got opportunities, so you just have to hope that the coaching staff believes in him.
He's actually playing the Atlanta Falcons next week in week 7, so at home. I hope that he does better. I'm hoping that he will do better. So I'm going to still ride the Gaskin train and hoping that maybe, I don't know, maybe they don't, maybe Gibson doesn't play next week. He has a week of rest and you can ride with Gaskin. I think that's probably the best thing you can do there.
Well, hopefully Gibson just plays, you know, and you can start him instead.
True.
Last question we'll answer is Waddle for real? We said this earlier in the podcast, but I do personally believe that Waddle is the real deal, and I like the connection that he has with Tua. It's a guy I'm willing to trade for right now on the low. I know he just came off a big breakout game, but I don't think people would see him as a consistent option just yet. So there might be people willing to trade him on the high.
And maybe
take someone on my lineup that I feel a little less confident about. I'm all in on Jalen Waddle from what I saw today. What about you?
I like the idea of Jalen Waddle. I need to see consistency one more time. I want to see what's going to happen. This is a great opportunity next week, the Atlanta Falcons. I would like to see how he plays against the Atlanta Falcons, but
I think it's all about risk reward there, you know, because if he does come out and he's consistent again, the price just went up double. You know what I mean?
I guess the question is who if you're trading for him, who are you trading away? Who are you trying to, like, I think of AJ Green as somebody I'm trading away, a Christian Kirk I'm trading away, a Brandon Cooks potentially I'm trading away.
Yeah, I don't think the Waddle owner's gonna be super into that though. I think you're gonna have to give up more.
Exactly. So like even more than that is like, okay, you know, a
Names
Marvin
that come
Jones
to mind would be like a Marvin Jones, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would do that. Emmanuel Sanders, maybe a Michael Pittman, Brandon Cooks.
I can't give any.
Allen Robinson.
I'll give Brandon Cooks. I can give Allen Robinson.
Devonta Smith. These are all guys that I personally would be comfortable with moving on from in order to get Jalen Waddle after what I saw today.
Yeah, I mean, I completely understand, but I think I'm just very skeptical.
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay.
I believe in the talent.
We
always see things differently. I just want to get that out there. I believe in the talent. I believe something special can happen. I need to see more.
Yeah. I think that's it for us, though. So thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. And hopefully whatever you need to happen tonight, Monday Night Football, when you're listening to this, it will be Monday Night Football, unless you're on live with us. You'll get the dub. Thanks for joining us, guys. We will see you on our Trade 4 podcast.
Yeah.
See you there.
See you there.
Hey. Yeah, you. The one listening to this podcast. You made a good decision today. Keep making those good decisions. You know what? Go ahead and do a little dance right now. Like no one's watching. 'Cause you deserve it.